Organizations that serve the immigrant and Latinx population are being tasked with encouraging their communities to participate in the upcoming census. The U.S. Census Bureau is turning to these so-called trusted voices in an effort to alleviate fears about how the data will be used. Officials with the U.S. Census Bureau are holding workshops across the state designed to help local nonprofits educate their communities about the data gathering effort.
We want to make sure we get representation. We're not going to get another shot for the next 10 years.
Partnership specialist Agustin Velasquez says it's about getting the most accurate snapshot of who's living in Western North Carolina.
This is an opportunity. This is the message that we have to come across to, you know, people who have their kids living here, they're born here, and they're not going anywhere.
Immigrants are among the Census Bureau's definition of hard-to-count populations. Others include areas of high poverty, tribal nations, and rural communities without access to broadband. The numbers have a direct economic impact on local communities. The census says North Carolina annually receives more than $1,600 in federal aid per person. The count also has the potential to shift politics. If the next count shows significant population growth, that could mean another elected representative in Congress.
We want to make sure we are political representative in the Congress, and also for Latinx community, we want to be more inclusive in this and the system, and also get our voice out.
Hendersonville-based nonprofit El Centro was one of the local partners represented during a census workshop this week. Executive Director Sergio Fernandez says they're planning to offer information sessions to reassure individuals who are undocumented that they're protected by law. He says the community will also be invited to use El Centro's space to fill out census surveys if that makes them feel safer. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.